I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with John Kivala. He's currently the 109th District State Representative, but has declared that he is going to run for State Senate as a Democrat. We talked about why he's getting involved in the campaign and what some of the key issues are. Here's more with John Kivala.
It's always kind of been part of the plan, and my goal was to earn my way there through my actions in the House, and so we've tried to do that. And I use the term results, not rhetoric. Mm-hmm. You know, I've shown that I can get results. I've shown that being in the minority isn't the big obstacle everyone says it is. I was able to get, I think I've got 8 public acts passed, signed into law under my name. You know, we've been successful, but again, the plan was to do that, work my butt off, and earn my spot in the Senate.
What are the biggest challenges of shifting over from the House to the Senate?
You know, I would say the biggest challenge is the size of the district. You know, it really is. It's essentially 3 House districts. And so it is large. I would say for issues, there are different issues when you get to different parts of the Upper Peninsula. But the biggest issues are pretty much woven through the whole district, and that is, you know, affordable, reliable energy. That continues to be one of our biggest obstacles for both homeowners, you know, the affordability factor, and then also for, you know, bringing companies here, manufacturers here. They have to have affordable energy, and unless we fix that, we're not going to have those jobs coming here.
We're talking with State Representative John Kivala, who has announced that he's running for State Senate, and what is probably the biggest legislative success you've had in the State House, and how would you apply that kind of work to the Senate?
Well, I think the one area where I'm known most for downstate is the battle with meth. We've authored 11 bills so far, and it's really my office has authored all of them. We've shared the majority with other representatives and senators to get them passed. So that issue is big. You know, I was a bill sponsor in what's dubbed the Grand Bargain in Detroit, where we helped the 18,000 retirees that were going to lose their pensions, no fault of their own. And so I was a bill sponsor in that. I actually had one of the bills that put the financial controls in place so that we're not looking at having to do this again. It was one and done. So I'm quite proud of that. But I think more than anything, creating the next Michigan Economic Development Zone in the Upper Peninsula, it's something that I talked about when I campaigned the first time. They had 5 of these zones downstate, none in the Upper Peninsula. We didn't think that was fair. And so that was my first bill signed into law, and quite proud of that.
When you look at it, some of the critics have said that as a Democrat, sometimes you're a little bit too cozy with the Republicans. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, again, results. And so there's a couple of ways you can play this game. You can go down and be the partisan person and throw the bombs and insult people and do all those things and come home empty-handed. I prefer not to act that way. I have a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle, and we have a lot of disagreements, a lot of times primarily with Republicans. I disagree just as much as anyone, and I hit my red button and I live for another day. But I will tell you that on all the core Democratic issues that we've had, I've been lockstep. You know, Medicaid expansion, probably the whole holy grail of Democratic issues in my term. I was there to support it, quite proud of that. We're covering 600 and almost 700,000 people with health insurance.
We talk about issues. Of course, the dark stores matter. You've been actively involved in that. If you make it into the State Senate, what would you try to do with that matter?
Well, hopefully by the time I make it to the State Senate, this is behind us. But, you know, I'm not overly optimistic right now. It's a very, very political issue. It's not a policy issue. It's political. And so there's some powerful people lining up against this. So we're continuing to try to navigate that path. It's clear that we have to get a path through the Senate before the leader will take it back up in the House side. So, you know, we keep fighting every day. I think in the coming weeks, you're going to see another kind of bite at the apple, so to speak, on what we introduce. Something just going after deed restrictions. We think we can get that done. We think that solves a big part of the problem, not everything, but we think it's something we can get through.
We're talking with John Kivala. He's currently a state representative, now declaring as a Democrat for the State Senate. What's your message as a viable candidate for the race?
When I campaigned 5 years ago for this job, I only made one promise to people, and that was I would work with anyone to bring results back to my district. And I've done that, you know, with road funding. My, in priority road funding, my district is fifth highest out of 110. Why? Because I work with people. Bills passed. I think there's only one Democrat in Lansing in 4 years that's had more bills signed into law than I have. You know, those are results I'm proud of, but that's me keeping my word that I would work with people to bring results back. And I've done that. By the way, a few of the things that we, the other things we talked about, the next Michigan zone we touched on, the meth epidemic that we're facing, I talked about that, and we've passed those bills. Career and technical education, so kids have more access to skilled trades. We've gotten that done. There's more work to do, but I've kept those promises. And I continue to look forward to working for the people.
That's the comments of John Kivala. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.